Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. This week, we'll be answering the question, what did Jesus mean by saying that he is the bread of life? Our core scripture is taken from John 6, verse 35. Jesus told them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never become hungry. Whoever believes in me will never become thirsty. Having a meal fulfills our inner desire for food. So is drinking water or juice. Beyond that, our inner man hungers and desires food to fulfill its desires and need. Jesus is the one who fills that void. So have you ever have a longing or a desire for something that you just can't fulfill it until you get that? That is the void, that is an inner need outside of being hungry that you want to get resolved. Could be a hunger for knowledge. It could be that you're trying to figure out how to do a particular task. You're not sure. So you start to do some research. And that's the inner desires and needs that Jesus can help to fulfill or point you in the right direction. So before we begin, let's look on what is the bread of life. And there's three definitions. One, a source that satisfies inner desires. Two, a source that relieves inner pain and discomfort. And three, a source that helps people solve their problems. In John 6:51, Jesus says, I am the living bread that came from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. The bread I will give to bring life to the world is my flesh. So why are people not eating this bread of life that Jesus is offering? One, they are spending money on things that does not nourish them. They are not willing to make the sacrifice to solve the problem. They don't believe in the source and they are looking to another source. And all of this is according to Isaiah 55:1-3. And Jesus describing it as this. You study the scriptures in detail because you think you have the source of eternal life in them. These scriptures testify on my behalf, yet you don't want to come to me to get eternal life. So here's the thing. When you have that desire, that inner desire that needs to be resolved, that conflict or that pain point, chances are you start to search for the answer. But one of the things that causes the pain to continue is that you're looking to the wrong source. Sometimes you may get the answer, but you don't believe that the information coming from that source is credible. And the next thing is that you're not willing to make the sacrifice to solve the problem. And then sometimes you end up spending money on the wrong thing and you end up still with the same problem, but you have lost a lot of money. So then the question is now, how can you get access to this bread of life? And how is it that you can feed on this bread of life to resolve the issues that you have? One is that you need to consult the source on a regular basis to ask questions. Meaning that this can be done through the word. This can be done through regular consultations with persons more mature than yourself. So you can get accurate counseling or counsel to point in the right direction. Because in John 1, verse 1-3, Jesus, it says, John describes it as this, in the beginning, the word already existed. The word was with God and the word was God. He was already with God in the beginning. Everything came into existence through him. Not one thing that exists was made without him. The word became human and lived among us. We saw his glory. It was the glory that the Father shares with his only son, a glory full of kindness and truth. John 1:14. And that is it that we need to focus on, that Jesus is the source. Once we understand that Jesus is the source, we can feed on that source in order to ask questions on a regular basis by reading his word to satisfy our inner desires. The next thing to think about is to consume the things that will satisfy your inner desires. Focus on consuming the right things. Sometimes you might turn to the wrong information source and you end up in more conflict than being resolved and at peace about where to go next. Remind yourself of the promises of God related to your problem. So there are many promises in the scriptures that God talks about. Remind yourself on a regular basis about what it is. And then finally, meditate on the bread of life on a daily basis. And Jesus describes it as this: come to me, all who are tired from carrying heavy loads, and I will give you rest. So turning to Jesus on a regular basis will help you find rest for your inner desires. So what will the bread of life do for you? One, satisfies your inner desires that you have. It will unlock God's promises in your life. And finally, it will sustain you. Revelation 7 verse 16 says, they will never be hungry or thirsty again. Neither the sun nor any burning heat will ever overcome them. So some things to think about is that being connected to the right source will satisfy your inner desires. Also, consulting the source will sustain you. So some things to think about this week is that, what are you consulting and where you are getting your information from to help you resolve your issues? Are they helping? And what will you do now? And will you consult the right source, which is Jesus Christ? Something to think about as you go through your week this week. Until next time, God bless. And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com. Resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.